Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting sixth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe Johnson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Habian. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mullinix moves to third. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Habian covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Mullinix moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-2 in the game. McGriff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Habian covering, for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for Rance Mullinix. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Gruber moves to second. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gruber moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gruber scores. It's 7-1, Blue Jays. Mark Williamson now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barfield. Knight reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 7-2, Blue Jays. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets scores. It's 7-3, Blue Jays. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Blue Jays. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Orioles 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-3 in the game. McGriff hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach is hit by the pitch. Lloyd Mosby pinch runs for Rick Leach. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Mosby steals second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 3 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jesse Barfield now playing right field. Lloyd Mosby now playing center field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eichhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Orioles 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Henke now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Rick Burleson. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.